Well, good morning again. This is Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. And you're listening to On the Air with Glenn Coble. And the first 45 minutes, we had a rousing good time. Great answers. We must have had, 25, 30 phone calls. Adam kept plugging in there, had some great answers, but they were always wrong. I'm sorry, Adam. You did a great job. The question was, name something a woman with a crush on Santa Claus might leave out for him instead of cookies and milk. Well, we got all six answers, and now these were compiled by Parade Magazine. Number one was candy or better food. Number two was lingerie. Number three was her phone number. Number four was herself. Number five was sexy pictures. And number six was booze. Okay, now get your minds out of the gutter. We're going to go back to good, clean living with vampires. I should have saved this one till Halloween, but I love this. I think the number one answer I would never have thought of in a million years, but apparently 33 people of the roughly 100 people thought then this was the number one answer, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 answers. And if you're going to have an answer, the phone number to call to WWGH is 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again, because you missed grabbing the pen and picked up a pen that didn't work. So let me give you the phone number again, 740-383-9944. Isn't that amazing? We probably have, 30 pens in a cup in front of us. I would venture to say that two-thirds of them don't write. Anyway, I got one that does write, so I'm going to take down names. I've already listed a number that were that's going to win the prize, and it will be anywhere from 1 to a billion, but it isn't a billion, I'll tell you that. It isn't even a million. It's not even 1,000, okay? We don't get 1,000 phone calls. But anyway, we get several dozen, but we didn't have anywhere close to 1,000. Anyway, this is the question, okay? And if you have an answer, and there are 8 of them, if you have an answer to this, give us a call. We'll put your name on the list, and you could win 2 tickets to Zumbezi Bay, which we'll be announcing at the end of this 45-minute segment, okay? All right, the question. You ready? Name something associated with vampires. All right, name something that's associated with vampires. And like I said, there are 8 answers. And if you get your name on there, you may be a winner. We'll take calls starting now. 740-383-9944. All right. And we don't think dirty this time. That was the last segment. All right. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Blood.
Blood is number 2, absolutely. Who is this?
This is Judy S.
Judy S. Okay, Judy S., you're on our list. All
okay.
Right, very good. Keep thinking. All right, Judy S. got the number 2 answer, which is blood. Actually, it says blood / blood sucker, right? Okay, let's go back to the phone. You're on the air.
Oh, it's me again.
Okay.
Okay, I'm thinking about the cape, the outfit.
The cape. That is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's number 5. Judy S., right?
Right.
Okay, Judy, you're on there twice in a row. Keep it
okay.
up. All right, bye-bye. All right. Yes, cape and blood. Those are the two that we've gotten so far. I knew this one was going to be simple. So, well, not simple. Number one is a tough answer, I think. But you might get it right off the bat. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, isn't anybody else calling?
You won't let them in. Come on, Judy.
I'm thinking of the coffin, like the stake that coffin is in.
Ooh, this. That's interesting.
Where they stake, he's in that coffin, and they put the stake in him.
I can't believe it's not on here. That would have been one of my first answers. But that's not one of them. I'm sorry, Judy.
Okay.
But thanks for calling back.
I had to keep calling to get in. This is unusual.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Judy's got fast fingers today. She's beaten you all, right? She's already gotten her name in twice, and that was a good answer. It should be three times, but that was not on my list, okay? All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
It's me again.
Okay, all right.
I'm just going to say his name.
Say that again. I missed it.
His name is Sam.
Fangs?
Fangs.
You got it. That's the number seven answer. Judy, yes.
Well, before I used to put your number in all the time, and I found out with my phone, if I just shut it off and then get back on, I can hit your button.
Oh, is that
and
fair?
I never figured that out before.
Now you've given the answer away, and a lot of people are going to know that, so we're going to have a jammed up phone lines here. Well, we only have one phone
line. Well, I thought everybody knew that but me. Every time I call, it rings busy.
That's good for us, but not good for you, right?
Well, I just figured it out. So
okay.
Then maybe that's what they're all doing. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Judy's in three times already. She's quicker than you guys. She's found a secret. She has found a secret. But she has three. She's actually given us four answers. One of them was incorrect. Let's see if this is Judy again. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
Garlic.
Garlic. Garlic is number three, absolutely. And your name?
Trish.
Trish? Trish, you are not Judy. Judy's already in three times, so that's good. We have Trish in there now. All right. Keep thinking. Bye-bye. Yeah, I thought these might be a little bit easier because you don't have to put that hat on that makes you an adult. vampires. The question is, name something associated with vampires. So far, oops, I better mark off the ones we already have. We already have blood or bloodsucker. We already have garlic. And we already have cape. So we have fangs as well. So we have four of the eight, all right? Let's go back to the phone. Hi, oops, I better hit the button. Hi, you're on the air.
About castles or caves?
Say that again, Bob, I'm sorry.
Castles or caves?
No, I don't see either one of those on here. That's not right. Okay, good call. Thanks, bye-bye. All right, no, I don't see that on here. So keep thinking. Now, one, two of the four that are left, I think, are real obvious. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Does it have something to do with the moon? It's been so long ago since I've seen any of those shows, but I think something at night, the moon.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good answer. The moon, you know, I used to take a course in college. It was called Old Cinema, and they'd had this cabinet of Dr. Caligari, and one of the scariest scenes in the movie is the is a cloud going across in front of the moon, and then they cut to somebody's eye being sliced. Ooh, it was scary.
doesn't he come out like at night, something about the moon, or is that
yeah, he does, and And that is very close to the number one answer, but it's not the answer. So
because it's been years since I saw those shows.
Yeah, me too. Keep thinking. You're very close to the number one answer with that. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Very close. Yes, it does have something to do with the time when the moon comes out, that sort of thing. All right. Don't want to give the answer away. I'll let you think. It's the number one answer, so I shouldn't give too many hints. Apparently, people are a lot smarter than I am. I didn't even think slightly of this answer. But we have 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left of the 8. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
The cross.
That's a great answer, but, you know, that's not on here. But, yeah, doesn't the cross make him cower back? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not on there. I'm sorry. Okay. Parade Magazine doesn't agree.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. The cross. Good answer. It really is a good answer. Yes. The sign of the cross and that sort of thing, that scares Dracula away, I believe. I'm not an expert on Dracula, however. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Sundown.
Let me give you a little hint. Just before
sundown is when he comes out, sun up is when he has to go.
Okay, but
back
this
in
is
coffin.
This is just a little before sundown, or maybe just a little after.
Just.
I'm going to give it to you. Twilight. Twilight is what's on here. Very good. Is this Judy again?
Trish.
Oh, this is Trish again. Okay. You're on there 1-2 times. Very good. Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Trish got that with a little help because, you know, I don't think of the word Twilight involved with Dracula, but apparently that's what Parade Magazine thinks is. Hang on just a second. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
What about mirrors or reflections?
You know, that, and I think somebody mentioned that earlier, and that's a great answer, but that doesn't happen to be one of the three that's remaining. I'm sorry. Good answer. Keep trying. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, the mirror, I think, isn't it Dracula can't see his reflection in the mirror? I think. And like I think it was Trish that said it's been a long time since she was connected with Dracula, but now, or with vampires. But now, when I was an actor, I say that with a flourish in my hand. Oh, let's go back to the phone. Hold on. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Steak. You know, they rather take it them.
Steaks? Yeah. Somebody else already said that one, and that was not on the list. I'm sorry, Bob. Good answer. All right. That was not on the list. That should have been, because that's the thing that they pound through his heart to get rid of him, right? I think. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
The bite on the neck.
Ooh, that's, of course, a great answer. And I guess it's not there. I think it's probably the people that gave the word fangs, they were thinking of that. So, and it is on the list, but not the bite itself, the fangs. Good answer. Keep thinking. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. We have a lot of very kind people that are letting me get away with some stuff here. That's I have to follow the rules. Hi, you're on the air.
Bat.
What was that again?
Bat.
Is that, what is the first letter of that word?
Like a bumblebee.
Okay. Bat. I couldn't tell whether you were saying cat or bat.
Bat. Isn't that what he turns into, is a bat?
Yes, he does. And that's number 4. You got it.
Oh, goody. I assume you know who this is.
Is this Sarah?
Oh, yeah. The one and only.
All right. Did you hear that you won the first one?
No, I did not.
Yes.
I was driving and I had to do some work, believe it or not.
You won. You won. You won a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah, bye, I got you one more time down here, Sarah. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, she had the right answer there. She had one of the right answers, the bat. And I thought that one would be gotten fairly early. And I guess it was. All of these have been gotten fairly early. Now, I've already given the answer by blurting it out of my mouth earlier, but I don't think anybody's called in with it. So there are two left, and this is something that's associated with vampires. All right? And the last one on the list, and there are eight on the list, it's kind of, well, it definitely is associated with that type of thing, but it might be a little vague. Well, that's why it's number eight on the list, I'm sure. But we have another question if we get past this. So, and I'm trying to find where I have the other list. Here it is. All right. You're listening to WWGH on 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio. I'm Glenn Coble. We're having a bit of fun with Family Feud. We've been doing it all morning, including Scott's show had a lot of it on there. And we're giving away stuff. We're giving away tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. Sarah already won the first set of tickets. We got another set of tickets that we're going to give away here in about 30 minutes, and I've got names already, several names on my list, and I already have a number that's been picked. So good luck. Call in 740-383-9944. All right, now I have two answers left, and the question is, name something associated with vampires. One of them is, and now I'm thinking about it, both of them are pretty simple. I'm not sure that the last one's going to be, it's kind of vague. Let's just leave it at that, all right? Kind of vague. Okay, we got 29 minutes till the end of the contest, and then we're going to go over to Swap Shop after the next 15-minute break. And if you have things that you're interested in selling or getting rid of, or if you want to announce a yard sale or a garage sale, give us a call when we get to Swap Shop at 12:15, 740-383-9944. The same number that you'll call when you want to give an answer to something associated with vampires. And we have two answers left. You know, I take my lead from Scott. I'll wait till the bitter end on all of them. Sometimes I think, when Scott's doing the show, I think, oh, go ahead, give it to him. They've been beating their heads on this for 40 minutes. So, and I will give it to you if you don't get it before the 45 minutes is up, okay? Oh, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Holy water.
That's a good one, isn't it? Because I think if they put it on the forehead of the vampire, it kills him or something. I don't, but that's not on the list. Good try, though.
Okay.
Keep thinking. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Holy water. Yeah. I being a minister's kid, I was always afraid to go to a Catholic church and touch that water in the bowl that's on the way in. But it's holy water. It should be good for everyone, right? All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Has anybody already said coffin?
Coffin. You know, that should be there, but it is not. The coffin absolutely should be there, but it's not. Something related to the coffin is, but not the coffin.
Probably the dirt that he had to put in there.
No, but you know, he had to get, didn't he have to get that from Transylvania?
Yeah,
something like that.
Own soil.
Yeah. All right, but that's not on there either.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. No, that's not on there anyway. Now, We have two answers left. And I keep thinking that maybe one of them was said and I missed it. I'm not sure. Bob may have said this early. So, Bob, if you think of something that I might have missed, you might call back. But anyway, there are two left. Number 6 and number 8 are the two that are left. I was surprised that we got the very first question, the very first answer, was Twilight. Now, we had to beat around on it. Now, when is Twilight? Is it before or after the sun goes down? I think it's just after the sun goes down. I've got an app in my phone that tells me when it is. I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to have to look it up. But it takes me too long to figure out how to use my phone to look it up right now. Hey, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. I'm Glenn Coble, and the show is on the air. And that's the name of the show as well. We're doing Family Feud. And the question is, name something associated with vampires. We have two. Yeah, two left. At first I thought I saw a third one, but I forgot to put a mark next to it because I know we hit it. All right, we have several people already lined up for our tickets to Zumbezi Bay. And have you ever been there? I have not been to Zumbezi Bay. I've been to the zoo, which is right next to it, I believe. But I've never been to Zumbezi Bay. And I don't like to get into a swimming suit unless it's a full body suit. Gotta cover that body up. When I was 17 or 21 or even as late as 30, I could still appear without having a body suit on me, but not anymore. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm going to say girls or women. He only bites them, isn't it?
Is that right? Does he only bite women?
I think in the movies, if I remember correctly, he never... Well, maybe he does. It seems like he does bite men, too.
I don't recall him biting a man, but you're...
I think maybe he... I'm not for sure, but I'll just say them people.
People.
That's now, people.
That doesn't happen to be on there, but let me give you a little hint. Have we named anybody? Think about that, and then call me back when you get the answer, all right?
Now, have we named anybody? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Call me back when you figure it out. All right. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. All right. That was about as good a hint as I can give you for the number 6 answer. The number 8 answer... it's a time that we think about. All right, we think about vampires. All right? All right, we've got several people already on the list, and we already have somebody that Sarah won the first set of Zumbezi Bay tickets. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Bela Lugosi?
Very, very close, but it's not Bela Lugosi. Keep thinking along that line, Trish. You're getting very close, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll get back. I'm sure she's going to get it. Well, I'm not sure of that, but somebody else may think of it first. It was not, well... I think Bela Lugosi was one of several that played a character. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Fly.
What's that?
Fly. Fly.
I'm not understanding that. I'm sorry, Bob. Spell it for me. My phone is... My one earphone is not real good. Oh, I lost him. I lost it, Bob. I'm sorry, Bob. My one earphone does not work very well. Oh, hi, you're on the air.
I think there's somebody named Boris Karloff or something, but I don't think he plays him. I can see the guy.
Uh-huh.
back in the old 40s and 50s, and is that who you're looking for, that guy that played the vampire?
I'm not looking for the actor.
Oh, I thought that's what you were looking for.
But keep thinking along that line.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. No, I'm... Yeah, there were all sorts of actors that played this person. Who is this person? All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Dracula.
Dracula! You've got it. Nobody mentioned the name. They just mentioned the actors that played him. Who is this?
It's Trish, but put Bob in.
Put Bob in? Bob, you're in. Now, Bob may have said that name one time, and Bob sometimes is a little hard to understand, and
yeah,
I may have missed that. So, I'm sorry, Bob, but Bob, you're in. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
She's absolutely right. It was Dracula. Now, Dracula was the number 6 answer on this. This is the last answer is a little vague and a little harder to figure out. But you associate it with vampires. And it's a time of the year. If that gives you any help. I'm not sure what I'm going to... Let's see if I can find a real easy one. I know exactly which one I'm going to use for the last 15 minutes. All right, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Vampire Hell of the Moon.
No, but you've already won, Bob. Trish put you in. I mean, you haven't won. You've got your name on the list, but that's incorrect. We're close. All right, we'll get back to... let's try and figure out what time of the year do we think of vampires? That's about as good a guess as I can give you. And anyway, we have one winner already. Sarah won a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets. I hope she didn't drive off the road when I said that. No, I had already told her, so she knew. And then we have one question answer left to go. All right. I'm going to open up the next question so we get it done by the end of the hour, okay? And this should be relatively easy. And these are answers that were taken by Parade Magazine. They interviewed lots of people. And this one is, if you could, oh, let's go to the phone before I give you this question, okay? Because we may have an answer already. Hi, you're on the air.
Are you looking for, like, fall or something?
You're getting real close.
Okay.
But you have to think vampires, and what are they associated with in fall? All right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye. All right. She got really close. All right. Now, the next question that I'm going to give you is, and this is kind of a fun one, because it'll open up your mind to, you know, dreaming about what you might get. All right. Oh, let's go back to the phone. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
How about Halloween?
Halloween, you got it. Yay, who is this?
Pat Henry.
Henry?
Yeah, Pat.
Okay, I will, I'll put you in the list. And we're going to start a next question, and you'll be one of the qualifiers. Thanks a lot, Henry. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
Yeah, that was the last answer on the list. Halloween is the answer. And, oops, let's see if this person already had the answer as well. Hi, you're on the air. Yeah, sometimes the 30-second delay throws us off, and somebody hears, oh, they already got the answer, and they hang up on me. That's all right. That's fine. Okay, the next question. And we've got about 16 minutes to go to answer this question. And this kind of be fun for your brain. If you could go to the land of Oz. And now, remember, these questions were asked by Parade Magazine. And they gave, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 answers. and the eight answers, if we can get through them in the next 16 minutes, give the answer. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? And the number one answer, if you don't get that right off the bat, I'd be surprised. All right. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? And the number here, 740-383-9944. Don't forget, we're going to flip over to Swap Shop at 12:15. And if you have things to sell, yard sales, garage sales, events, call us during the Swap Shop. Let's get to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
To go home.
To go home. Let's see if that's on here. No! And that's exactly what Dorothy asked for. That isn't one of the answers. They're cheating you. That's not one of the answers. But thanks for the try.
All right.
Keep thinking. All right. Bye-bye. All right. That is not one of the answers. But, you know, that was what Dorothy wanted, to go home. See, I'm looking again because I can't believe that's not on here, but that is not on here. Now, kind of a thing at the end is could get you home, but okay. Let's go back to the phone. Let's see. I covered up my machine here. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a brain?
How about a brain? That is the number three answer. You got it.
All right. Had Henry again.
Henry. Okay, Henry, I got you on the list. Bye. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, the brain. Henry got that one. Wouldn't we all like to have a nice brain? Mine is a little rusty. All right, let's go back to the phone. I'm not quite sure what to do with the pen I've got here. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a pair of shoes?
A pair of shoes. Let's see here. No, but that was one of the things that she had, wasn't it? Those red slippers.
Yep, that was one of them.
That's not on the list, Bob. I'm sorry. All right. Thanks for the try. All right. Bob had a good answer there, but that shoes, what were they? Ruby slippers. That was not on the list. Let's go back to the phones again. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm thinking, I think, differently. I was going to say teeth.
Teeth?
But you want something in the show, right?
Something that, let's see, let me read the question again.
I think you're thinking more of things in the show, and I'm thinking more out of the show.
Well, the question is, if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for?
Yeah, I was thinking, gosh, I don't know. I was thinking more outside of that.
Okay. This is...
I would just say the oil for the Tin Man, maybe.
Oil, that's a great answer. Let's see here. One, two... No, that's not on here, but she did get some oil for the Tin Man, didn't she, in the show?
Yeah, but I was thinking more like peace or health and stuff like that. I was thinking differently, so.
Okay, well, you know, that's, I'm looking
I'll
for health.
Thinking.
And I don't, health is number two. I'm going to give you that one, because health is number two.
Oh, well, I was thinking, I think they're thinking in the show, and I'm thinking outside the show, like, somebody would say a car or something. I'm thinking along that line.
Okay. Well, you got it right by saying health, so I'm going to give you that. Well, who is this?
This is Judy.
Judy? Yes. Yep. That's what I thought. All right, Judy, I got you down.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, Judy got it right there. We had to fumble a little bit. I'm not good at this game yet, we are going to pull a name from the several people we already have here in about 12 minutes. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hart.
Let's see if Hart is one of them. No, Hart is not. But let's see who got the Hart. Was it the lion?
Tin Man.
think it was the Tin Man. No, the Lion wanted courage.
Ah, yes, that's right, yeah. But that heart is not on here. I'm sorry. Keep
it's
thinking.
About the courage.
Oh, that is also not on here. So they weren't going directly with the show. They were going with what they wanted, not with what the critters wanted. Okay?
Family.
So
family.
So keep thinking, all right?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, she was thinking what the lion and the straw man and the metal guy. She was thinking what they wanted. Now, this is what you want if you had the chance. All right? Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? I can hear something, but I must have pushed the wrong button, maybe. Give us a call back if I pushed the wrong button. I'm sorry. Can you hear me? All right. Call back if I messed something up here. I'm not a pro at this. I need a professional engineer to do my shows. I used to be one, but I hit 40 and everything went downhill from then. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Family.
That's a great one. But it's not on here. That's something I guess most people think they already have. So.
Yeah, because she wanted to go home to her family.
Yeah, she does want to go home to see.
She made a family out of the Lion and Tin Man and the Scarecrow.
Oh, you're getting really deep into that. But that's not on my list, so nope.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a good answer. She did make a... Yeah, you remember at the end, you see the faces morph into her family members. Yeah, good answer. Wrong, but good. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
I'll say wealth.
Wealth is number one. Money is the number one thing that people say they'd like to have.
That's what most people, that's what they think first thing.
That's what I thought, the first thing, yeah. All right,
okay.
Who is this?
This is Judy S. again.
Okay, Judy S. again. That's an interesting last name, Judy S. again. Okay,
yes.
We got you down. Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
All right. Great answer, and that was the number one answer, is money, wealth, anything like that. Okay, so we're down to, we've got money, which was the number one answer, health was the number two answer, and brain was the number three, so we have five more. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
It's me again.
Okay.
I'm going to say happiness.
Happiness is number seven. You got it. Okay.
I think that the first parts of the shows, I couldn't get through at all.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if only a few are calling because I'm getting through now.
Okay.
So.
You found out the secret.
Well, yeah, but I tried this earlier, too, but I would always get busy. I couldn't get through.
It's all in the timing. Yeah.
Well,
is this Judy again?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, Judy, you're down here. I've got you down for six times already this morning. Very good.
Okay.
All right, let's hope you win. All right.
I do, too. I've never won yet.
Oh, well, good luck.
Okay.
All right,
goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye, Judy. All right. That was really good. And I've already picked the number, and I'm numbering these kind of at random. And in about 7 minutes, we'll tell you who won. And I will tell you also what the final answers are. If we don't get them all done, I'll tell you the answers here in about 3 or 4 minutes, okay? All right. The question, one last time. Is if you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? And hang on. We're on the air, and I have one of our winners coming in. So I'm going to take a quick break. Consider it a coffee sipping break. we're back here, and we got one of our winners just came in and picked up the book that she had won, and we continue on. If you have an answer, we've got a couple more minutes for, let's see, one, two, three, four answers. One of them is very vague, the last one, which I think I'm going to have to give to you. But the other, well, the one that's next in line after the brain is something I have always wanted to have. And when I was in my teens and 20s, I did have one of these. No longer. All right. 740-383-9944. Don't forget to tune in to Swap Shop in the next 45-minute segment, okay? So if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? We got time for a couple more phone calls, and maybe we give something away here. All right, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Did somebody say health earlier?
Yes. Yes, we got health real early. That was the number two answer. Okay?
Oh, okay. I didn't think it made it. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right. That was the number two answer. Let's see. It's and I already have the number that I'm supposed to pick. All right. Judy says she's never won before. With as many phone calls as she's made, I'm surprised she hasn't won. anyway, okay, we've got three more answers. That means you got three more chances. Four more answers, actually. You got four more chances to get in here, but we're running out of time. So I'll give you a couple more minutes, and then we will tell you what the final answers that haven't been guessed, and then we'll draw the name. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about new clothes?
New clothes. Good idea. Let's see here. Nope, Bob, that's not on there. Sorry.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye. New clothes. That's that might be the second thing I'd ask for after the money. I have my clothes. Most of my clothes are about 50 years old. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, it's me. Okay. I'm going to say compassion.
Compassion. That's one that we should all ask for, but it's not on the list. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right. Boy, she's working hard at this, and I don't know whether she's in the running, but I'm not sure whether the number's going to match up or not. We'll find out here. She's got enough. Judy S. has six names, her name's down six times. So she may have a better chance than, let's say, Bob, who only has his name down once. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Wisdom.
Wisdom, that's a great one. Let's see. Oh, shoot. No, it's not on there. I'm sorry. That's a great answer. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, wisdom. We've had a couple of great answers that weren't on there, but it had to do with being a good human being. Wisdom is one of those things. All right, we are down to the final 2 minutes. So I'm going to cut it off here. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm going to cut it off. In 1 second, okay, so it's cut off, and we have, if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? The number one answer was money, the number two answer was health, the number three answer was brain, and the number one, two, three, four, seven answer was happiness. Those were the ones that we got. Now, the ones that we didn't get, the number four is a hot body. That's the one I wanted, I told you I wanted when I was a kid. peace on earth. Now, that's a pretty good one. Love and magic powers to fly. Those are the answers. So, but we've got several people. Let's see how many people we have on our list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people on the list. And the number that I put on my piece of paper, where did I put it? I've lost the piece of paper where I wrote down the number. Okay, I put down the number 10. And so I've got to find the number 10 on the list of the names. Oh, hey, Judy, you won. Judy was number 10. Judy S., you won. So you can stop in here in the next hour, or you can stop anytime in the morning tomorrow, or give us a call and say when you're going to stop by. You've won a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets. Holy cow. Well, I guess that's what happens when you enter six times. Six times. It would have been hard to miss her name, right? All right.
You're listening to WWTH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor